CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. COVID-19 hospitalization hit a level not seen since last January. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state reported 680 people in the hospital with confirmed COVID-19 cases on Wednesday, the highest number since January 22nd. Dr. Kevin Carney is Associate Chief Medical Officer with Children's Hospital Colorado. He says with schools back in session, there's concern hospitals will start to see larger numbers of COVID-19 cases in kids under 18, just as other viruses like RSV also circulate.
We are concerned that if we don't really do some things to help flatten the curve for kids, our healthcare facilities will be strained under the combination effects of all of this.
The number reported Wednesday is still 1,100 fewer hospitalizations than the high point of the pandemic. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Martin Drake Power Plant in Colorado Springs is nearly a century old, and today is the last day it burns coal. Amy Gray is a clean energy advocate with Stand.Earth in 350 Colorado Springs. She says closing coal plants is key to reducing climate change and improving the health of people who live nearby.
That coal plant has been there for as long as people can remember, and that neighborhood has been dealing with the repercussions. Breathing in those particulates, they're called fine particulates, and they get into your lungs.
Martin Drake will switch to natural gas temporarily as the city moves to renewables. The CDC is investigating two multi-state salmonella outbreaks believed to be caused by Italian-style meats. There is one confirmed case in El Paso County. This is CPR News.